Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. I'm Bill Oncio, and for our scripture passage this week, we turn to Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open, and the Spirit, like a dove, coming down on him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness." At once, the Spirit forced Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives, and trust this good news." And now for a devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines, written this week by Jonathan F. Harris, a hiker of the Appalachian Trail and canon to the Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Southwestern Virginia. As Christians, we need to make a conscious effort to discover what God calls us to do. God's call isn't the same for everyone, and it is only through prayerful consideration that we can discern what exactly God calls forth from the deepest place from within each of us. And even if we do identify a calling, it doesn't necessarily mean smooth sailing ahead. When Jesus is baptized, the Spirit immediately drives him into the wilderness to face attempts to push him off his call. No honeymoon period here. Jesus is put to the test straight away. Each year, certain individuals set out to hike the entire 2,200-mile length of the Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine. Of course, much is required to complete the feat. Amidst the beauty are many challenges, such as rain, cold, bugs, boredom, cost, and risk of injury, to name a few. But what is noteworthy is that those who complete the trek often aren't the ones in the best shape, with the most money, the best equipment, or the most experience. Rather, what defines them is that, at some level, they feel called. Despite the soggy shoes, nights sleeping on the ground, and eating the same mundane food day after day, something within them carries them the distance. There is a hunger that supersedes the discomforts. There is a drive to complete the journey that isn't thwarted by obstacles. Their call urges them on. Likewise, as Christians, we follow God's call. Not because it's the easiest path for us, but because God sends us that way for God's loving, liberating, and life-giving purposes. Lord, help me to keep pace with your loving purposes, even when obstacles come into the way. Amen. Now, a question for personal reflection. Recall a wilderness experience in your own life. What helped you to move through that experience? What were the spiritual gifts of that experience? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. The name of our podcast, in case you're wondering, comes from John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." Our world certainly needs people like you and me to do the good we can. And a great place to start, as I'm sure you know, is right here in our church community. To that end, I'd like to share with you each week a couple of ways you might get involved. Each year, Sun Prairie United Methodist Church reaches out beyond our doors through our Easter egg hunt. Last year, nearly 150 kids hunted for 9,000 Easter eggs. Well, we need help filling those 9,000 eggs again this year. We are asking for donations of candy, small toys, or financial gifts to purchase items to fill the eggs. You can bring candy or small toys to the fellowship hall or financial gifts to the church office. Please make sure to designate that your donation is for Easter eggs. Also, as people of faith, we know the power of prayer. Thank you for your prayers for those we lift up in worship each week, and for all that is happening in our communities, our country, and our world. If you would like to be one of our prayers on our prayer chain, contact the church office and we will send you the prayer requests that come to us each week. Our phone number is listed on the Contact Us section of our website at sunprairieumc.org. And I'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 or 10:45 a.m., in person or online. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website or our YouTube channel. This Sunday is the first Sunday of Lent. Our Lenten theme this year is Come to the Table. If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.